This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. I'm your host, Amanda, and with me, as always, is the crack technical staff.
Hey,
crack technical staff. I think that I forgot to say that it's May 20th of 2007. You know, you'd whatever. Pretty much figure that out from the metadata. Yeah, on
well,
the,
and when people listen to it, it won't be. So, I don't know if the date matters
true.
That much anyway.
You may be onto something there. Maybe we should give an episode number.
Episode
58. 58? Go, man, that's awesome. Episode 58 of the Red Hot Broadcast.
That's right. Though I think it should be in the 60s by now. We've
missed some weeks.
Life has been busy.
It has been busy, and you know, next weekend we will be moving, packing up the house and moving about, what, 35 miles away from here?
Yeah.
Which isn't a huge move, but it's going to make a huge difference in our commute every day, and hopefully we'll have a lot more time for things like posting on redhotmama.com and posting, putting up better podcasts.
And sleeping, which would, you know, allow our brains to
recover.
Maybe make better content, I don't know.
That would be awesome. Because it does sometimes feel like it's hard to come up with good content. You know, especially when the team is in the doldrums that it's in right now.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Because as they stand now, they are in last place.
Yeah, even after their win yesterday.
Well, they lost today.
What I liked
about
the win
series with Cleveland.
What I liked about the win yesterday was afterwards. It was like, everyone's like, oh, maybe this signals that their luck is changing. Maybe this is everything changing. Yeah, maybe it's the one in a million shot. I mean, everyone, even crappy teams win sometimes.
Yeah.
Everyone says
even
that.
The Nationals win.
Yeah. But this losing is nothing new. I thought this would be an excellent segue into your first topic, but you haven't gone there yet.
Sorry. Well, one thing, it feels like this year, the Reds have been bad forever.
Sure.
Since
well,
we followed them.
As long as I've followed them, yeah, I've never really seen a good Reds team.
And it's, except for last year.
No. No, they weren't good last year.
They were
adequate the second half of last year. That's all.
They were above average the first half of last year.
If they were above average the first half of last year, and if they were adequate the second half of last year, then they would have done better.
Mm. I think they were terrible in September.
I think they were terrible in the middle of the season. I guess it's all relative.
But, like, I don't
event.
Know. It feels like we used to have more fun about them sucking.
About them sucking. Well, I don't think it's really any different. You know, sometimes I go back to the posts that I put up 2 years ago, and obviously the Reds were horrible then. And I really don't think that they're that much different. I used to post a lot less frequently, so that might have been part of it. I didn't have, you know, daily reminders of how bad the team was. It was more like twice a week kind of reminders of how bad the team was. It's also, you know, it's also a whole lot about, it used to be a whole lot about, like, the way people looked and the way they wore their hair, and I haven't gone that direction in a while.
That's true.
You know, I've given Don full props for trimming down, and I just don't know what else there is to say beyond that. Maybe I'm losing my baseball libido. I don't know what's going on there.
Time to change sports.
Maybe that's the case. You know, it's been, there isn't the real honey on the team that they used to have. They used to have, like, the Romanos, and I think that there was someone else in the team that I used to really like, too. I know that Belial's a big fan favorite, a favorite of the lady fans out there, but I'm not so much the Belial fan. I think he's all right. I mean, don't get me wrong, but, you know, he's a strapping lad, like all baseball players are. And,
right.
You know, to be above and beyond takes more than that, in my opinion.
Well, I think it is a little bit different because it feels like they're so close. I think
it's
they
true.
Feel like they're closer than they have been, but I think part of that has to do with the way they lose games now as opposed to the way they used to lose games. Before, it was over in the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've actually got some decent starters. Like, more often than not, they have a good start.
I suppose that's true, yeah.
I mean, how many games has the bullpen lost? I mean, we're up into the double figures.
You know, though,
and there's only been over 40 games played, so it's like,
it seems like I always remember, though, there being a you know, it's kind of been a trend in Reds, the recent Reds history, where you go into games and then there's like a moment where things just seem to break down and then it's just all downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like you don't see the games as often. The character of the games is not like struggle, oh, just barely lose. It's more like, oh yeah, we're gliding, we're going to win this game easy. Oh no, Frail's had an error and everyone like stumbles and falls on their head now, and now no one can seem to get back up, and now we have three errors in an inning and two of them on the same play, and now the pitcher's giving up walking four people and giving up the grand slams, and you know, it's like, it's I don't know. That seems like that's always been a characteristic of the games. And it just makes it hard to want to stay up for them. You know, even when you're watching a game and they seem to be doing well at the beginning, it's just like, they're doing it right now, but they just haven't lost it yet.
So they're kind of like maybe a six-inning team or something.
It's a possibility.
Or maybe a seven, since they do have issues in the eighth. More often than not.
And, you know, it's tough, I think, because I take the game a little more seriously than I used to. I think that I used to really not care, so I'm not really sure why I paid attention at all. Just, you know, I was just kind of looking for an excuse to crack some jokes, I think, and that was pretty much all I used the blog for. And now I care more than I used to. I've gotten
so you need to become more detached.
That may be the case, yeah.
You're too close to the subject matter.
Yeah, I need to stop caring so much and just point and laugh, I guess. So.
Okay.
Or maybe I should just, you know, grab old posts from two years ago and repost them.
Repurpose them.
Because the, yeah, exactly. It's content management. It's reuse. It's not plagiarism. It's because, you know, they're in the same situation they were then. I would just have to change Casey to Phillips or something like that.
Well, speaking of pointing and laughing, what about all their bereavement lists? People who've been on that.
Okay, I specifically mentioned Phillips and Casey, and you went to the point on the agenda to the bereavement list. The next one on there was about Phillips's hit streak.
I'm sorry, you're right.
And how it's tied with Sean Casey.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know Casey was involved in that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, Brandon Phillips. He has a hit streak going on.
I knew he had a streak going on. I didn't know that.
So good for him, man. Too bad he hasn't been enough. It's something, 22 games now?
Yes, 22.
Too bad that hasn't been enough to make the team win.
Well.
No, seriously, how many have they lost in the last 22 games?
They've lost like 13 of the last 17, or maybe, maybe it's more than that.
It feels like more than that. It feels like it feels like they've lost about 19 of 22. No, I don't think that's true. But that is what it feels like.
I know. Well, in their last 10, they've won 3.
Oh my gosh, look at that record. 17 and 27.
Yep.
And look at the Brewers record, man. 27 and 17.
Yes, but the Brewers, in their last 10, have the exact same record as the Reds.
Oh, ouch.
They're coming down.
They
were playing terrible teams. They were playing the Nationals.
They're playing the Reds.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, they played the Reds much earlier in the season. But they were playing like the Nationals, who are coming into town for the Reds next, so we'll get to see who's worse.
You know, if the Reds can't beat the Nationals, that sounds painful. No, I don't know why no one's talking blow it up already.
There are a few. I think Sean on his blog is...
Oh, I know. JD said it a while back. Yeah. I saw the big atom bomb graphic that he put on there. But I mean officials. I mean, why isn't anyone like... Why isn't like Milton stepping forward or something? I mean, I wouldn't expect Milton to, not literally. But you know what I'm saying. Like, some firecracker in the clubhouse. I'd be like, man, this team sucks. We just gotta change things up.
I think they still... Everyone in it still thinks they're good.
Well, they are good. That's the thing. Just like you were saying, they're so close. And that's another thing. It's like that I take it so personally because I predicted the Reds to do so well this year. And looking at the pieces, so much has come together so well. Look at Griffey. Hasn't been hurt.
No kidding. This is the best I've seen him play as a Red ever.
And look at Hamilton. Did you expect Hamilton to do even half of what he's doing? Look at the starting rotation there.
Hamilton's been slumping lately, but it's an odd slump because every time he makes contact, he's just like hammers the ball and it's just hitting a glove.
Yeah.
So even his slump looks really good.
So it's like a hard look slump. It's like they figured him out kind of a slump or something. Hopefully make some adjustments and get those going.
And Phillips, as you said, is...
And look at Phillips and
really
then
turned it on.
And And yeah, they're carrying the third catcher again, you know, and they're doing some stupid
they
stuff.
They sent Eddie down and have Castro playing all the time.
But nevertheless, like, all of these things are working well, and they ought to be doing so much better than they're doing. And it's just really disheartening, and it's depressing. When you look at this team, you're like, man, they ought to be doing so well. Especially, you compare them, like, to the Cardinals, for example, who...
look bad.
Who look awful. I mean, and you knew going into the season that they weren't going to be doing so hot. They lost some major pieces. They didn't add anyone significant. And but here they are, you know, leading the Reds by I don't even know how much.
It's
games.
Just percentage points, it looks like. Oh, no, they're a half game ahead of the Reds.
Yeah, half game ahead of the Reds. And the thing is, not to say that the half game is significant, but the fact that they're ahead at all. The Reds ought to be blowing them out of the water. I mean, look at Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh.
2.5 games ahead of the Reds. Yeah.
You see, like, Houston and Chicago are about the only two I'm not surprised to see where they are.
It's crazy.
What else have we got on our to-do list?
I've tried mentioning the treatment list too early before. One thing, it's crazy, like, how many players the Reds have had go on it.
Well, I understand that the bereavement list is sort of a new invention of Major League Baseball. Yeah. Just a couple years old or something like that. It seems like it's a good thing, but gosh, these things just keep popping up and then your, you know, frontline players are out.
Yep.
Good to see Harang made it back in time for his start, though.
Is it?
Well,
he was the reason they lost that. Well, no, he wasn't the reason, but he had a terrible outing.
I don't even know. You know, I didn't even watch today's game.
We got other he didn't do so hot. And then he was tagged with a loss because he allowed a bunch of runs early. Mm-hmm. And of course, the offense left the bases loaded.
Yeah. Yep.
And all sorts of opportunities to score. But hey, Naren got thrown out.
That's awesome.
Arguing Friel being thrown out at third.
Which was sad because Friel was out at third from what I could tell. It looked like
I read some quotes from Mark Berry about it. The third base coach said that the ball did get there just before Friel, mm-hmm. but he never saw a tag. And I'd have to see the replay again, that's but tough. The ball was definitely there first. And sure. That's all I usually look for because it's two dimensions on
that's
TV screen.
On that's... screen yeah, that's tough, man. But you know what? I didn't see it improving. I didn't see it result in a win.
No.
You know? Unless, you know, yelling at the umpires one time does not a good manager make.
It's got to be tough. I wonder. I wonder how much more of this that Naren will last. Because I mm-hmm. don't see the team getting any better anywhere.
No.
Not that it's his fault it's necessarily.
No, it's not, but it always comes down to this, though. You can't fire all the players, so you fire the manager.
Yeah. And sometimes it helps.
And sometimes it helps. And frankly, you know, I don't know. I'm hardly the biggest Naren fan in the world. But he seems like a nice guy. Seems
I'm sure
like
he's a great
a
guy.
Good fella. And, but the thing about it is that he is, like, just the latest in the string of replacement managers that they hired on full time. And how mm-hmm. about like having an actual manager search?
I know.
And picking someone with some experience and someone with some track record.
You wouldn't have to go with someone with experience.
No, you wouldn't, but you could bring in some candidates
exactly.
and interview them. And I appreciate that we see how well that worked out with Krivsky. But, you know, you nevertheless, you could give it a try. And
well, he's at least had some good things.
No, he said, yeah, that's true.
Naren's had a good half a season.
Yeah, and it was about, three halves of seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And Krivsky's had made some good moves both years that he's been GM. He's made some bad ones, too.
Oh, he's
but
made some stinkers. And he's made some stunning inactivity lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I agree with you, though. I mean, they've quoted Naren, Krivsky is saying that Naren's job is completely safe, and, you know, they extended him a while back, but I think they have to do something at some point, don't they? Or do they just accept the forfeit? Are they just going to continue to count on bobbleheads and dirty shirt nights to bring people in? I mean, is dollar hot dog night going to be enough to keep this team afloat until they can get some personnel changes around to actually make a winning franchise?
I don't know, man. The only way I can see Naren staying is if they blow up the team and start getting rid of the veterans and just bring up the kids.
Well, maybe, but have the veterans been the problem? It seems like the whole bullpen has been kind of uniformly
true.
The problem, and the misuse of the bullpen has absolutely been a problem, and, you know, you can go ahead and change the entire bullpen if you want. And maybe that'll last for 2 weeks, because this bullpen was good for 2 weeks. But, you know, if you misuse them.
Yeah, but what about David Weathers lately? His last two outings.
Has he been good?
His last outing, he came on in the eighth with, like, one out and the bases loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And the Reds up by...
Dude, you know, in the case of... Especially in the case of Weathers, but in the case of everyone, but especially in the case of Weathers, two outings does not a trend make, you know? I think that's great if he's been good for two outings, and I think that it's great if the Reds were to win two games in a row. I don't even remember the last time they did that.
Well, they weren't in a row. It's just Weathers' last two outings.
And then, you know, it's the same thing. It's like Coffee, young guy. He hasn't been helping things at all. Weathers, not a young guy, but he's been kind of thrown into these strange situations, and he's done all right. It seems like everything that we're seeing is this aberration, because not because it's not being consistently done, but because it's being so strangely done. You know, is it really normal to send Weathers out for one and a third and two and a half innings or whatever?
I don't know. I really don't.
Maybe Gordado's the missing piece. Maybe Gordado comes back and everything. It does seem, actually kind of seem like that's what they're counting on, though, doesn't it?
That's probably what they're waiting on.
And, you know, like, I think it was Krivsky, maybe, who was warning, like, well, don't count on him coming back at all this year. And then on the flip side, I'm hearing, oh, well, he might be back, like, in a couple weeks. Well, you know, by the time he gets back, it may already be too late.
Well, they're already 10 games out.
They're 10,
and a quarter of the season over.
Yeah, they got to do something about this. They got to do something about this, or else the St. Louis series at the end of June, beginning of July, where we're smack talking with Belly Scratcher, could be pretty glum.
Wow, that's true. We're going to have, like, it's the battle for last place if we're lucky.
Yeah.
Because the Reds could seriously plummet.
Well, how could the Reds plummet any further than they have? They would actually have to count
away
on the Cardinals
from...
to plummet.
Yeah, they'd have to.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It would have to be lucky for them to be the battle of last place.
Yes.
Gosh, remember last season when the games with the Cardinals were always the battle for first place?
Uh-huh.
Those were the days.
Good times.
Remember the season before that when we would smack talk?
Maybe.
And the Cardinals had such incredible dominance that it was like this really amusing fight with me and Belly Scratcher where she's like rooting for this team that's this enormous giant, and I'm like this annoying little, and my team is like this annoying little pest that's just kind of buzzing around.
Maybe the Reds are just, you know, destined to be worse than the Cardinals.
Perhaps. Maybe there's some sort of something tied in there, like some sort of a curse tied in that we don't know about.
But here's some good news.
There's good news?
There is good news. This is the shining light, the great hallelujah that'll cure the season and, you know, Krivsky's mistake of last year.
Okay, what is it?
The grievance has been filed.
No way. No way. No, wait. Are you sure? Because they said, didn't they say the grievance was filed before and it turned out not to be?
Yeah, I think they said it had been filed at Reds, was it Fest or Caravan? I get those
Reds Fest.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he said that they'd filed it, but that they were filing it.
Yeah, like it was going,
like,
on that weekend or something.
Doing it first thing the next business day.
Dude,
it was a lie.
I gotta think that he should have struck while the iron was hotter on that, because
I don't know.
You know, now everyone, like, now the momentum, I think the whole issue has less momentum, you know, like at the time it seemed really unfair and people were really passionate about it. You're going to submit it to Major League Baseball and, you know, they're going to have naturally going to have some passion about it too. And, like, now we've waited till it's all cooled down, everyone's forgotten.
It's been almost a year.
He's not even with the team, right? He's still
He's still in
Triple A.
He was on the bereavement list because of the death of his sister.
That's right.
Which sucks.
I'm sure.
But then he came back and pitched a few times and then was put on the DL for a short time or at least sidelined because of some more shoulder issues.
And is that where he remains today?
I think if he hasn't come back yet, it will be soon.
Okay.
But he's been on and off.
My point being that, like, I don't even know what's going on with him, and that you've got kind of a nebulous description of what's going on with him. And it just seems like they should have taken some action while it was fresh in people's minds.
Yeah, I don't have any idea what... I've never heard of this before.
Well, what the hell are they going to do? The series is coming up with them. Maybe they'll just, like, award it to the Reds. Like, everyone just go ahead and, you know, take the weekend off.
What? So, a bad trade that you're snookered into gets you three wins later due to forfeit?
I think that probably Majeski lost the Reds more than that.
Can you imagine if... a trade last year for bullpen help had worked.
Oh, that would have been fantastic. Just think. You know, I think it wasn't a bad idea. And as we've said over and over again, the idea of trading Kearns and Lopez didn't bother me. I obviously loved Kearns. I liked Lopez pretty well, too. You know, he grew on me.
Yeah.
I wasn't so crazy about him at first, but he grew on me. But the thing was, I appreciated the need, and I could see the surplus, and it made a lot of sense.
Sure.
But
sure did.
But then they got back nothing. Got back nothing. Almost. You know, the thing is that the trade has a lot of passion behind it. People are very angry about it. But, you know, the trading away LaRue was pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are less passionate about it because the
except he was at some of his lowest trade value, although I don't know if he would have come up.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly what I'm getting at, is that the thing that was so bad about trading Kearns and Lopez was not that they traded Kearns and Lopez, but it was that he got nothing for them. It was the exact same thing with LaRue.
Yeah.
There was an opportunity to trade a catcher and get something, and instead, he's paying a catcher to play for someone else. It just doesn't make sense. And I think, how can you be a general manager and not see that that doesn't make sense? That's just not good economics. It doesn't take a degree in economics to see that this doesn't make sense. And you can see that I'm entirely too passionate about the topic right now.
Yeah.
You know? That Dunn needs a haircut. That's what I think.
So does Hatterberg. What about his hair?
I think that Milton needs to smile more.
Milton's on the DL. Who cares?
He always looks so sad. He always looks so sad. You know, he's always got this pouty face. I go, I'm sorry, I'm so bad. I just want to be like, oh, man, don't be sad. It's all right.
It's okay. You're making your money.
It's all right. You got paid. Yeah.
So, Nationals are up next.
Yeah. That ought to be interesting. And we got to see Kearns and Lopez again, huh?
That's
They're
right.
They're actually doing... You know, all right by national standards. How are the Nationals doing these days? They're god awful, right? They've worse than the Reds.
By one game.
Wow.
They have one less win and one more loss.
That is harsh.
On their last 10, 7-3, so they're going up.
Consider this. The Reds are an old ass team, right? I mean, they've had people who have been Reds fans for generations. The Nationals are a new-ass team. I mean, they've got...
They were the Expos for years.
Well, sure, but they don't have a lot of fans in the D.C. area that have been fans for generations, you know? And just consider how difficult it would be to build a fan base when not only have you only been around for a couple years, but you suck ass. I mean, they're the worst.
That's one reason why expansion teams always had issues.
Because they were also bad in addition to being new?
Mm-hmm.
Are they always bad?
Yeah, historically.
Hmm.
Before the Major League Baseball didn't set up anything for them to get players.
Oh.
For the most recent ones, they've actually let them draft a lot more.
However, as you pointed out, the Nationals are not an expansion team. They're the Expos.
Which was basically a minor league team for everybody else. So, it's like... If the Louisville Bats were in there or something.
I don't know. I think maybe the Bats might do better.
I don't know.
We've seen some pretty good play out of the Bats.
I'm just looking up the stats. Kearns and Lopez ain't doing so hot.
Well, who is? The whole team is awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Dimitri, oh no, he's not. Hey, Dimitri Young will be in town too.
Dimitri's with the Nationals?
Yeah.
What happened to him? Is he not... Wait, the Longerhans is with the Nationals?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Casto?
I'm sure that's what you would respond, how you would respond to most of the players on the Nationals.
Who is that? Jimenez? Jimenez is still on the team?
Whoa, seriously?
Well,
oh
look,
my gosh,
there he is.
There he is.
Oh, awesome. This is going to be like... you know what? This is actually might be why I'm lacking joy in some of the posts on Red Hot Mama. It's actually the people. You know, we don't have the Jimenez. We don't have... what do we have? We've got Friel. Who do we love? Friel. Anyone? Hamilton's all right, but he doesn't have any personality. He's got
gastroenteritis.
He's got gastroenteritis. Poor guy. I don't mean to say that he doesn't have any character. Obviously he does, but I mean that he doesn't have that we don't know him very well.
Yeah,
he's not a character. Not a character like Jimenez was, or like Casey. Or like Dimitri Young,
Yeah.
Or, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, the team does seem to lack a certain amount of charisma.
Yeah, and then like Kearns, the whole Kearns and Dunn interaction. Yep. You know, that was always a fertile area of topic. Ah, oh, those are the days.
The good old days, and we'll be able to see them again.
I'm looking forward to it.
So there you go. See, optimism.
I have.
We get to see the players we used to like.
The thing is, I'm really busy this week. Are they playing tomorrow in the evening? I'm going to be at an STC meeting. I'm the new vice president of the Indiana chapter of the STC.
7:10.
Oh man, I'm going to miss it. The meeting starts at 5:45. I have to listen to parts of it on the radio on my drive home. And then do they play on Tuesday too? Tuesday is the one time I might have some time. And then Wednesday is our son's birthday party. And see, that's the thing. That's another hard part.
There's too much going on right now.
Hard to keep up with the game. I'm hopeful that after we move, things will chill out a little bit.
Hopefully.
And we'll be able to sit down and watch us pop a beer and watch us some baseball and not have to clean the house or pack any boxes or...
And we can unpack boxes at our leisure.
That's right. Oh, those will be the days. Well, now I'm all upbeat and I'm looking forward to baseball.
That's good. So yeah. Hopefully.
And there, so before we go, I should mention that there's a contest on Rental Mama right now. As many of you might already know, that there's a group that has signing people up to pledge to wet themselves should the Brewers make the playoffs.
What?
Yeah, I know. It sounds smelly and disgusting
but
to me. And
don't Brewers fans do that already on a daily basis?
Yeah, but they don't remember it.
Oh.
And then...
So this is before they passed
out. This is sober... urinating on yourself.
Okay.
And I you know, I guess that the idea is that you're so dedicated that you're willing to humiliate yourself for your team.
If you're a Brewers fan, though, aren't you?
But I think, like, maybe, you know, we can get something equivalent for the Reds, but, you know, I'd like something a little less gross.
Okay.
You know, I don't really want...
You don't want things coming out of bodies?
Well, it's not that. I just think that, you know, we don't need to be creating a public health hazard. We've gotten only one suggestion, but in any event, it's a contest, so if anyone wants to make a recommendation on what the Reds fans can do, should the Reds make the playoffs, consider the high unlikeliness of this, so really it can be totally wild. You can go ahead and pledge that you are going to, you know, pull out a tooth or something. I don't really want anyone to pull out their teeth.
Teeth are
important. But the thing is, they're not going to make the playoffs, so if you were to pledge a thing like that, you'd be pretty safe. Fairly safe. Nevertheless, I'm not pledging it. Maybe a shaving your head kind of a thing. Maybe a...
If I shaved, it probably wouldn't grow back.
Ooh. You could be onto something there.
I'm keeping my hair.
So go out to red-hot-mama.com and make your suggestions for what the Reds can do. Something special, something Cincy specific, something that does not cause a public health nuisance, something that wouldn't smell up the whole town, you know, because, you know, don't we have enough of that already? Anyway... And
when Fabulous Prize is chosen especially for them.
That's right, and when Fabulous Prize is, I know that I have a big bag full of red stuff that I want to give away as prizes, but we've packed it.
Of course.
So the only specific thing that I can promise right now is a copy of the Red Hot Mama Super Fun Activity Book for Kids, which we haven't given away very many of yet. I kind of got off of this prize thing. But we need to get back on it because it's a lot of fun. Get a little bit of reader interaction going on there, And so we can look forward to the Nationals series. We can look forward to your entries on the contest, and we can look forward to moving and having a great rest of the summer. Maybe the Reds' luck has changed.
Maybe.
Yeah. So till then, keep hanging in there and
go Reds. Reds. Show your love for the show by leaving a comment at iTunes or voting for us at Podcast Alley. Or leave your own rant about the dysfunctional Reds and the Red Hot Diaries at our website at red-hot-mama.com. And you can always drop us a line at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.